estamos acostando entre tus brazos. Entre tu pecho, entre tus hombros, yo me siento como la belleza máxima.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And I am M-Bot.
And I am S-Bot.
And we have a special guest today.
We do have a special guest.
She's just a bit of a robo fly on the wall. But we'll introduce her anyways because she's here.
I already forgot what her name was.
Cathrotronic.
Cathrotronic. Not bad, eh? Not bad. Cathrotronic. Do you want to say hi? No, she doesn't.
She does not.
You guys don't even know that she's here. This is just a way for us to kill time.
See, I told you we only needed 8 songs.
You're probably right about it.
So, this is a good show.
You make it sound like it's not.
I was trying to think of something more interesting to say other than good.
This is going to be a really good show. This is this is transmission number 44.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we did a very similar show 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much exactly 2 years ago.
It actually is exactly 2 years ago. And this is what it is. You ready?
Sasquatch!
Wait!
What?
That's the second part.
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought we were going to do it the other way around. That's okay.
No, because that's what it was last time.
Oh, really?
You just made me do Sasquatch, and now
do it.
I feel
do
like,
it again. Do it again. I'm sorry.
Are you ready?
I set you up. I'm sorry. Go.
Okay. Redo. This is transmission number 44, and the theme is Sasquatch
versus robots. Reloaded. I'm glad you did Reloaded the same as that. We didn't talk about how we're going to do Reloaded, but it ended up sounding the same.
That's pretty good.
This is the second Sasquatch show that we're now doing. I didn't go last year, so that's why there's been a year in between. So It's been 2 years since we've done a Sasquatch show. The only reason we're doing this show is because I'm going to Sasquatch this coming week. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited for it. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, Sasquatch is a 3-day festival in the Gorge in Washington, and it's split up between three stages for 3 days. It's like the long weekend in the States, so it's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Hmm. And it's a lot of fun.
I've never been.
It's a little bit, the festival itself is good. I think it's usually starts around 11 or 12, and it goes till like maybe like 12 or 1 a.m. So you're there all day. The sleeping conditions, however, is pretty gross.
I feel like I'd be overwhelmed.
It's a lot. I feel like the tricky aspect of it is that you make up like a super schedule. You're like, yes, I'm going to be here and here and here. Because The stages are like quite far away from each other.
Yeah.
So you need to pack up all your crap and then go. But they never stay on schedule. So you think everything's going to be working out just fine. And then it all crumbles around you because one act takes like an hour to set up. Mm. And you're like, you've screwed me.
See, I feel like it's different than going to Shambhala or some like electronic music festival. Because generally you just go. Like, when I went to Shambhala, I didn't even, like...
Like, no expectations,
there was no,
right?
Like, there was no schedule. We just went wherever we felt like it.
Yeah.
So, stressful. And it was all right there. You could just well, walk up to your tent whenever you wanted a break.
The real nightmare 2 years ago was that the National were supposed to be playing in the afternoon, and their bus got stopped at the border. What are you doing that face for?
Something keeps cutting out, but let's just keep going.
The National was supposed to be playing in the afternoon. Their bus got stopped at the border, and instead they played at the same time as Modest Mouse on a different stage. Who were the two acts I was really looking forward to seeing, and I had to choose. Obviously, I chose Modest Mouse, but I've regretted it ever since. That's okay, because the National is going to be there this year.
Is it in your schedule?
Yes, it's on. There's an app. There's an iPhone app that my girlfriend has, and we're working it all out. Although the Dirty Projectors are playing at the same time as Pavement.
But have you seen Pavement?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you've seen Dirty Projectors.
I've seen Dirty Projectors a bunch.
I was there.
Pavement, we got advanced tickets before we even knew the lineup because we knew that Pavement was headlining. We're like, how can you not see Pavement? Come on. So It still sucks, though. They're a band that always put on a good show. Hmm. Anyways, that's what it is. That's what Sasquatch is.
And our show is basically we're going to play some artists that we've never played on this show before that are in the lineup.
Yeah, and they're basically. Also, we felt it was a good opportunity to play not like the big headliners who like everyone knows Pavement, Dirty Projectors will be there, The National, yada yada. Hmm. But some of the lesser known acts, which end up being like pleasant surprises when you don't really care or stick to the schedule that much. You just stay at one stage for like a couple acts, and that's when you see the jewels. Hmm. So maybe these are some potential jewels. I haven't seen any of these acts live, and I've never really listened to their music before researching for this show. So
likewise.
So it should be pretty good.
I feel like likewise. Maybe it's not that I haven't listened to them, but we've definitely never played them on the show.
Or, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
The majority of mine are like, I've heard
yours
of them before,
new,
but I'm
like,
I don't really know what they do. Yours are thumping.
As per usual. It's like Espot doing some like crooning lyrical folk and then Mbot playing some thumping beats.
That is a perfect introduction to the first set, in fact.
Go.
Or at least
go.
The first song. So we're going to start out with The Tallest Man on Earth. I believe he toured with Bon Iver last year. And it definitely shows. He's very folky. He does have a croon, without a doubt, very Bob Dylan-esque. And we're going to hear the track You're Going Back from the album The Wild Hunter, which I think just came out on Dead Oceans. And after that, we'll hear the Tune Yards. I kind of have no idea about them. The track is Hatari. It's super lo-fi. Sounds a little bit like Mikachu to me. As well as just like one woman who makes the music. And this is from their album Bird Brains. So let's get to it. This is Tallest Man on Earth with You're Going Back.
safe at the walk ear to ear. Let us float in the tears, let us cry from the laughter. When it's not for some sake and the city's not near. But now you're going back, you're going back, you are going back.
fall down. Oh, will you hear the sound? 10,000 voices lost and found. You're rubble in the ground, grah, grah, we all fall down.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I wanna be your old lover. I wanna be your man. I want you to understand.
Dude, again, that's good crooning you're doing right there.
That's my Devendra Banhart impression.
That's good. I liked it.
It's not bad. I feel like I could go places with that. All right. So you just heard the Tune Yards with Hatari from Bird Brains. And before that was The Tallest Man on Earth with You're Going Back from the album The Wild Hunt. And they were lovely.
They were lovely.
That's the kind of stuff I like to hear.
I know.
That'll be me like sleep at Sasquatch sleeping in front of the stage. It'll be like a group of 20 people maybe. Resting with beers.
Are you sure it's not going to be during Deer Hunter?
It'll, yeah. Bring Deer Hunter out and I will be sleeping. I will be snoring. I feel like, is it beyond us needing to explain that reference now?
Well, maybe for Cathartronic, we can re-explain.
This comes up all the time, but I went to a Deer Hunter show, which shouldn't be the kind of show that you sleep at, and I fell asleep. That's it. That's all. That's the entire story. She doesn't think it's funny.
I just make fun of you all the time.
All right, moving right along. These next two groups, once again, I pretty much have no idea about them. It's good, though. The Sasquatch site is actually really handy. And each artist has like a huge explanation, some reviews mm-hmm. of their work, and then links to their homepage as well as MySpace. So it's pretty easy to hear new bands. I think last year they actually made up like a mix that when you went to the site, it would automatically play like a mix of artists.
I think that happens now, isn't it?
Just Pavement.
What?
When you go to the site, it's just Pavement. I have no problem with that, but it's just Pavement.
Oh.
Which I was like super cocky, but pretty awesome. or you can listen to this podcast after we've put it up, and that'll be your mix. Mm-hmm. So up next, the group is called Nurses. They're on Dead Oceans, much like The Tallest Man on Earth, and they sound a little bit like early Animal Collective. I think when their first album came out, I think this is their second. They had a lot of comparisons.
Like Animal
and now,
Collective?
And now they sound nothing like Animal Collective.
I was going to be like Animal Collective circa like what album?
Circa like, I don't know, pre-Feels probably.
Okay.
Like Sung Tongs? Maybe even before Sung Tongs.
Okay.
But still very like melodic. Mm-hmm. And they're good. The album's short. I think it's only like 6 songs. It's called Apple Acre. And the track we're going to play is Caterpillar Playground. And following that is Fool's Gold. And this is a amazingly, this is a remix. I never play.
I know.
I typically never play remixes.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes.
Like twice ever.
Sometimes. My weakest moments.
In 2 years.
I'll play a remix. But this is a Mikachu remix, and I really like Mikachu. So
they're cute.
And yeah, they / her / him. By the way, I'm not sure whether it's actually a guy or a girl.
Who, in Mikachu?
In Mikachu. No, in Mikachu. It's a constant confusion to me, but whoever is in Mikachu, they do a good job. Anyways. There's a lot of this album has it's a track from the album Fool's Gold also. It's called Surprise Hotel, and they have like a heavy like Afro pop influence, so much so that they've been some of their stuff's been compared to Vampire Weekend, and Vampire Weekend's lead singer sings on I think just one track on the album.
Interesting.
There'll be maybe a crossover later happening with that. Interesting. I can't stand Vampire Weekend, but I feel like I'll still try to check them out. I just never, like, it seems too throwback to me. Anyways, whatever.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that later.
Later.
So here's Caterpillar Playground by Nurses, and after that is Surprise Hotel by Fool's Gold, remixed by Mikachu.
Oh, CITR 101.9 FM, and Timber Productions Concerts present, from San Francisco, California, Girls, Wednesday, May 26th, and Thursday, May 27th, at Venue. With the band's incredible background, as intriguing as its music, this is a doubleheader you'll not want to miss. Pitchfork called their debut album one of the best records of 2009, a dizzily powerful piece of work, and critics from around North America have heralded this group as everything from brazenly honest and heart-wrenching pop to teenage bedroom breakup letters set to music. That's Girls, with special guests at Venue, 881 Granville Street, Wednesday, May 26th, and Thursday, May 27th. Doors at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets available in advance at Red Cat, Scratch, Zulu, and High Life Records, or on the internet at ticketweb.ca. Presented by Timber Productions Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I should make a note. Girls will also be at Sasquatch.
Oh, good note.
Stacked.
We didn't even mean to do that.
Stacked lineup. All right. So you just heard Fool's Gold with Surprise Hotel, remixed by Mikachu, who is a girl. Her name is Mika Levi, or Mika Levy. I just looked it up. And before that was Nurses with Caterpillar Playground from their album Apple Acre.
Very nice. Let's introduce ourselves.
Okay. All right. You have been listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And I am S-Bot.
And I'm M-Bot. And should we reintroduce our theme?
Sure, yeah.
Do you want to make the Sasquatch noise?
Okay. I got confused last time which order this was going in.
Okay.
I just follow what the computer tells me here. Okay, here we go. Transmission number 44.
Sasquatch versus Robot Reloaded.
That one was better.
Your Sasquatches are really cute.
I know. I can only ever imagine it being an adorable Sasquatch. Nothing life-threatening at all.
So yeah, we're playing artists that are on the Sasquatch lineup for this year.
There's definitely three stages. One of them's called the Wookiee stage. One of them is called the Yeti stage. And then I can't remember what the other one's called. But they're all... They're all different sizes, obviously. I think the main stage is called... I believe it's called the Wookiee stage. It's pretty... I think it's enjoyable.
I think that's pretty funny. I like that.
All right. That was more or less my set. It sounds like the stuff that I listen to and the stuff I like to play. And now we're getting into the other side, the darker side of Sasquatch.
It's just like how your computer is white and mine is black.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
evil.
That is what it seems like to me, but anyways.
All right, so I'm gonna just start off my set with a single song, and it is from the new, how do you even pronounce this, Simeon?
Yeah,
is that right?
That sounds good.
Simeon Mobile Disco.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't even really...
Simeon? Is that
Simeon?
There's no way. Get out of town. Simeon.
Anyways, this album is their new one called Temporary Pleasure, and I have listened to them pretty much not at all, but I recently came across their latest music video, which is for this track called Audacity of Huge, and I really enjoyed it. I liked the music video, and sometimes music videos can persuade me to like songs. This being one of them.
We are living in the future. We're living in the MTV age. Even though MTV ironically doesn't even play music anymore.
I know, they play stuff like The Hills.
And this is it called The City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like 16 and Pregnant.
That sounds intense.
It is. It's made me cry.
I bet. That's what they're there to do.
Anyways,
what happens in the music video?
That's so hard to explain.
Okay.
It's just basically like things will be...
Show me with your hands.
I'm showing you with my hands. In the background, it's sort of like not focused video of like sort of what's going... They're talking about in the song.
Okay.
But in the background and then in the middle is a very focused like close-up of something from... Okay, it's so hard to explain.
Okay.
there's something focused in the middle and the background is not focused.
Is it one take?
No, it's not one take. It's very hard to explain.
Interesting.
Just look it up on YouTube.
I'm really divided about music videos that have what's happening lyrically in the songs represented in the video.
Okay, but it's like there's half of it is not in focus and then just a very focused and like magnified part of it.
Yes.
Is focused in the middle.
I'll have to see it.
And it's not like it's going at the same time. It's from... Okay, never mind. This is ridiculous. This doesn't
even make sense. I don't hate them. I'm divided. Sometimes. Okay, sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Never mind. I should have just played it off of YouTube and you could have seen it. This is... Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Move on.
So anyways, I'm just going to start off my set with that. This is Audacity of Huge, Simian Mobile Disco. And we'll be back right after that. I feel really disorganized today.
Right before that song, right before we went on air, Mbot was like, what am I even playing next? And then we like went on.
All right, so that was Audacity of Huge off of Simian Mobile Disco's latest album, Temporary Relief. No, I did it wrong because I was like, did I say that? Temporary pleasure.
Okay.
It's not relief at all.
Okay.
I was afraid that I was saying it wrong and then I did. It's really quite embarrassing, actually.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. What are you talking about? We screw up all the time.
I know. Really?
That's a part of the show.
Pretty much.
I will try to check them out. I will look at the schedule. I'll try to check
them
out.
You don't have to.
Like, well, it seems like it'd be fun, though.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of the acts that I'm keen to see are pretty...
Mellow?
Super mellow.
Lyrically crooning?
There's going to be some crooners.
Single tears?
Although LCD Sound System will be there.
Oh, yes.
I will get my boogie on.
Yes, you will.
Yacht will be there also, and Caribou.
Mm. You have to go see Caribou.
I will definitely go see Caribou.
I just saw them, actually.
And?
It was great.
Yeah? As always?
Yes, as always.
I would like to... How long ago?
When I was in Montreal.
Oh. Did the new stuff sound good?
Yeah. I can't keep not being able to pronounce it.
What?
I saw it with Cathrotronic.
Cathrotronic?
Yeah, there you go.
Cathrotronic.
This is a very difficult name, robot name.
Cathrotronic, how was the show? Thumbs. We have
Jeez,
one thumb.
One thumbs.
One thumb up.
It was great.
The new
stuff sounds amazing.
Yeah, I bet it does. I'm really looking forward to it.
Last time we saw Caribou, they were dressed up like they were ghosts, and it was Halloween.
Because it was Halloween, and we were dressed up like cast members. No, we were dressed up like
characters
from Twin Peaks.
Which, by the way...
is not coming back.
No, but why can't I pronounce this anymore?
Cathrotronic.
I can't pronounce it anymore.
It's just because you're looking at it. You just have to
I
feel
know.
It. You have to feel
it
in your
it
heart.
In heart.
Cathrotronic.
We're going to drive down Seattle, and then when we leave Seattle, we're going to go see where Twin Peaks was filmed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is quite the road trip.
I know.
We'll both be going on road trips this week to the States.
Oh.
Amazing. At different times.
At different times. Separately.
Totally separately. But that's nice. That's a nice thing to do. Passports.
That's what they're for. All right. So moving on.
Yeah.
All right. So the next two tracks I'm going to be playing, I was really proud of myself when I found these. Also, artists that I don't really listen to at all.
Oh, yeah, because you're not crazy about the artists.
No. The first is Vampire Weekend. And Espot shakes his head. I haven't heard anything other than this one song that we're playing right now.
I feel like I've heard a lot. For some reason,
I haven't heard
just
at all any.
Something about them bugs me.
Anyways, I'm playing their track, The Kids Don't Stand a Chance, but it's remixed by Mike Snow, who will also be at Sasquatch.
Double whammy.
Double whammy.
Is what we call that.
And then following that with another double whammy, I am playing a track called Pursuit of Happiness, and it's Kid Cudi, who will be... at Sasquatch, mm-hmm. featuring Management, who will be at Sasquatch, and Ratatat.
Oh, I forgot they were going to be. Yeah, they're going to be there. Yeah.
Remixed by Steve Aoki.
Whoa.
I know.
Whammers.
I felt proud of myself because I fit four artists that were going to go in two songs that were going to be there.
Is it Management or is it MGMT?
I don't know.
Okay.
Either or.
It's funny because I've never...
Oh.
I just completed downloading something. Never mind. I forgot they were going to be there. I would actually like to check
them
out, too.
I guess it's like MGMT, but I don't call Mastercraft MA. Like, I don't
spell
it out.
I think they're both right.
All right.
I think they're both right.
Anyways, that's what's coming up next. So get your dancing shoes on. All right, so here is Vampire Weekend with The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. Mike Snow remix, and following that, it's Kid Cudi featuring MGMT and Ratatat. Remixed by Stevie Aoki. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what you know about night. There is nothing. You don't really care about the trials of tomorrow. Rather lay awake in a bed full of sorrow.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
We did it.
It finished earlier than it said.
That's all right. Computers lie all the time.
I closed my book.
I knew it. I was like, I should probably write all these down, but I didn't.
It's all right. So you just heard the track Pursuit of Happiness, which is Kid Cudi featuring MGMT and Ratatat. And that was a remix by Steve Aoki. And I started off that set with Vampire Weekend and the track The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. And that was a Mike Snow remix. Some of those people will be at Sasquatch.
I may very well see some of those acts at Sasquatch. I'm not going to be, this year, I feel like I'm not going to be crazy about the
schedule.
I feel like it's better if you stress out about it. Exactly. This is a vacation for me.
There you go.
Taking time off work, listening to good music. Hopefully it doesn't rain or hail. As it has in the past. I'm very much looking forward to it.
So before we sign off, we just want to remind everyone to stay tuned because Mondo Trash Show is coming up next.
And after that, Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Okay, so this last track was actually chosen.
Cathartronic?
Yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks. She chose it.
Cathartronic. Cathartronic got a pick.
She got a pick. She didn't want to talk, but this is her pick.
She meant it about not talking too.
There's only been thumbs up and head nods and smiles. So this is her pick, and I think it's a great one to end the show off with.
Because
this is an artist that I haven't actually gotten into until very recently, but I'm pleasantly surprised.
Who is it?
Spookashade.
Oh, right. I also haven't gotten into Spookashade.
But I feel like recently I've been listening to more and more, and I'm just like happy and... just, I think it's great. And this is off of his latest album, More, which came out like beginning of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And the track is This Is Not the Time.
I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this closing track.
Yes, thank you. that's what we're going to close with. Thanks for listening,
guys. Thanks for listening, everyone. Wish me luck on my Sasquatch adventure. I'll tell you all about it in 2 weeks' time.
I cannot wait.
I cannot wait either. And have a good night.
This has been
All Awesome in Your Ears.
And this is Spookashade with This Is Not the Time. Thank you.
I think there's the talking button.
Am I making noise? I hope so.
Yeah, you're making noise.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Well, thanks, Mbot and Sbot of All Awesome in Your Ears. Does this make noise? Oh, great. Fantastic. All the things are making noise. All the buttons. All the buttons and doohickeys. Great. I'm excited. Well, thanks for a great show, you guys. And now it's time for my show. I hope you guys are ready for some good times. I'm going to be giving away some tickets to go and... Actually, you know what? I have another minute left of your show. Did you play your program outro?
No, you can play it now.
Why don't I play that program outro? Why don't you guys enjoy this program outro?
End transmission.
Good.
That sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. That was our show show outro. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That's our station ID. I'm going to go ahead and... play a 9:15. I'm supposed to play this at 9:15, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it right now because got stuff to do, got good things to do. Gonna mess with the scheduling a little bit. Hope you don't mind. Why don't you listen to Sounds of Africa sometime? Here's a promo to explain why.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African Music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From Sucos to